6 minutes after the hour of 11 o'clock in the morning, Central Time, June 17, 2022. Welcome to the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you, reminding you that we've got the 15% off site-wide sale, excluding dropship products, running now till the end of the month. Extra savings, of course, on all those closeout items, and you won't have to put in a code, a promo code. You know those promo codes you have to remember. Now, you don't have to do that because the discount's going to apply at checkout. All set up for you. And the Blockbuster All Clear from Good Health Naturally is now back in stock for those of you who clicked on it, tried to order it, and found out, oh, no, they're out. Well, you don't have to worry about that now because it's back in. Blockbuster All Clear is a powerful enzyme and antioxidant formula in a delayed-release capsule. It's now available in an eco-friendly, recyclable refill pouch. You can refill your Blockbuster All Clear glass bottle using our recyclable refill pouch. Healthy for you and the planet. Proteolytic enzymes, I'll get that right, and antioxidant formula, all part of Blockbuster All Clear, now available at the Power Mall. We're back in stock. So aside from that, we've had Priscilla Romans from GraithCare.com on the show before. And I'll tell you what, you answered the call. And I'm talking about our listeners out there that are very, very smart. We have some of the smartest listeners here on this show. And they call to let me know that on a constant basis, which we appreciate. The toll-free number, 844-769-2944. But Priscilla Romans, I ran into her again. I saw her in Dallas, which is where we first connected. And then I saw her again in Myrtle Beach when I was there speaking before the Clay Clark Reawaken American Tour. And she was there doing the same thing as well. But she has a team of advocates helping people in 27 states as far as elder advocacy. And I'll tell you, the first time you answered the call and blew up her phones, which, whoa, I mean, she was blown away that the Power Hour has that kind of reach and had that kind of response and support for GraithCare. And she's going to be back on talking a little bit more about what they do in our next hour. But in the meantime, words of warning coming again from Dr. Michael Yeadon. You can also call it Yeadon. It's Y-E-A-D-O-N, for those of you who want to look it up. Former Pfizer Vice President and Chief Scientific Officer for Allergy and Respiratory Research. Now, don't think that COVID is not part of his game plan, because it is, and that's why he got a conscience and quit, because he saw the writing on the wall. And the headline reads, global scale COVID-19 fraud is designed to control people. That's the headline. Lockdowns, mask mandates, and vaccine mandates are all measures not for health, but to get people under control and move forward toward the ultimate goal of digital ID and digital currency. This is a warning from former Pfizer Vice President and Chief Scientific Officer Michael Yeadon. He's a doctor. He's seen the big picture. He knows. He says there's a huge push globally to persuade people that there is a health threat. And if you buy into this crap, you're going to know. Oh, did he say that word? Yeah, I did, because I can't say the S word. So, and the thing is I know you're all thinking it, because it is. It is what it is, the proverbial caca. So here's the thing. I mean, Yeadon published an article titled The COVID Lies. And, of course, you know, he is not Pfizer's favorite guy now because of the fact that he's actually spoken up. He's kind of like their quasi-whistleblower. I say quasi because he was actually an officer of Pfizer. And now that we know that Pfizer is connected with Genentech and that they have been basically refining 19 different strains of peptides from snake venom, you know, why, you got to ask why they want to give shots to your kids. And there's a reason for that, and we'll get into that here in this segment. Phone lines are open. This is Open Line Friday for the first hour. And if you have a question for Priscilla Romans when she's on, you're welcome to call up, too, as long as you're directing your questions toward elder care and what she's doing. I know I went through it. I wish Priscilla was there when I went through that with my mom before she passed. I really wish it, because I would have immediately connected with her, because most of the people that I deal with, they represent companies and hospitals, and they really aren't your advocate. They are somebody else's advocate. They're out there. It's called damage control, much like a risk manager for a county or a municipality. That's who you connect with if you want to file a complaint with somebody because, you know, a cop stole your lunch out of your car when he stopped you for a traffic ticket or some other, you know, crazy mundane thing. You would call the county risk manager because every county's got one and they're all generally connected to a state risk pool. How do I know all this? Well, because I've been a paralegal for the last 12 years and I've done all the research that connects me to that. I've actually talked to risk manager and freaked her out in a 2-minute conversation wherein the attorney who was handling the case that I was working on calls me and says, hey, I just got off the phone, and he's laughing. He said, what the hell did you do? I said, what are you talking about? He said, man, it was like you walked into a Chinese fireworks factory and lit a match. You incited that kind of panic. I said, well, I didn't mean to. I just asked if she had a couple of minutes. She could listen to what I had to say, and she said, go for it. So in 2 minutes, I told my story, and she said, I'll call you back in 20, and she called me back in 10. And she gave me contact name and information of the agent that was handling the county's risk management insurance. So you see, there are ways to accomplish things if you know who to call. That's one of the reasons why, you know, we're all about solutions here in the Power Hour. And you have to understand, you know, we were talking about digital ID and digital currency. You see, this whole thing, if they get control and you let them, it's bad enough we got these driver's licenses now that are called Real ID. I know a lot of you have them. The states have gone there. These state legislatures have capitulated to this federal argument about digital ID because it's so much easier to track and control people. And see, don't think the state legislatures and officers in the executive branch aren't all about control as well. You see, the difference between the state legislatures and the federal is you have more control over the state because you live there. You live in that state. Some of these are commonwealths. Some of them are republics. Really doesn't matter. They're states. They're all part of the 50, and they all have risk managers in each county, and they're all part of the larger risk pool. And a lot of them are self-insured, believe it or not. So they cannot afford to take a hit, which is why they have a risk manager, to avoid getting a financial hit. So one of the reasons they do this. So, you know, Yaden, you have to understand, the guy that put this out, that said that this is what they're really trying to achieve, worked for Pfizer for 17 years. He left Pfizer in 2011 to co-found biotech company Ziarko, which Novartis acquired in 2017. So the man obviously is made of money, but he also has a conscience. And he's come out with this after studying what Pfizer was claiming, you know, Albert Bourla, their CEO. And he's just like, no, 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 no. We can't have this, folks. You can't have it. And they're going to try to use medical tyranny to get you to capitulate. We the people, I'm talking about here. And accept a cashless society. The only way they can do it is through digital currency. And it's one of the reasons why I stock up on junk silver. That's just me. You do what you want. I'm not going to tell you what to do because I can't give financial, legal, or medical advice on the show. But I've done one hell of a lot of research into COVID ever since the bloody stuff came to light in 2020 and have interviewed Judy Mikovits and multiple other people, multiple other doctors, Dave Martin, University of Virginia, and seen it and seen the TimeToFreeAmerica.com has a lot of this stuff on there, the patents. If you've not had a chance to read them, Clay Clark's website, TimeToFreeAmerica.com, go there and do the research. You know, we're all about solutions. Well, there you go. There's a solution for you. TimeToFreeAmerica.com. And the patents are there, and they will make the hair stand up in the back of your neck. When you see, when we're talking about this stuff, we're not lying that this mRNA technology has microchips and garbage in it. And we don't know the total outcome of what it's going to do yet because they haven't pulled that trigger. But trust me, when they do, you're going to know it because everybody that's affected by it is either going to have a neurological prion disorder or they're going to drop dead of a heart attack or some other stroke, blood clots, why we call it the clot shot here on the Power Hour. So, you know, we have to keep bringing this up to the forefront and attribute it to a source, which we are. So understand that this guy cares enough about humanity to beg and plead with people, please do not go out and get the jab. Because the digital ID is going to be part of the jab. Trust me on that. Meanwhile, the government of Canada, their Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, another commie pig in the mix, he's going to suspend restrictions that banned unvaccinated Canadians from air travel and train travel within and outside of Canada after growing pressure this week. He announced the restrictions which banned unvaccinated people from boarding airplanes for traveling outside and inside of Canada. You know, there's something. The restrictions are going to be lifted June 20th, which is 3 days away, right? This coming Monday. I wonder how many Canadians are going to take advantage of this opportunity and get the hell out of Dodge. They're going to hop an airplane, never to return, and they're going to seek asylum in the United States because of all the other garbage that Trudeau is making people jump through hoops to do. And we're not the only ones here in the United States facing an invasion of our southern border. Finnish government is developing various legislative policies and amendments to be able to handle a possible surge of illegal immigrants and to close their border with Russia while suspending asylum applications. Their parliament's administrative committee is looking to make changes to the Emergency Powers Act and the Border Guard Act to better prepare the country for a possible surge of illegal crossing attempts if Russia sends illegals to the border and engages a so-called hybrid warfare used by Belarus against Poland last year. See, Finland's keeping an eye out for this, even though, you know, the whole idea of NATO is still on the table. Meanwhile, the Kremlin claimed Wednesday the Chinese dictator Xi Jinping affirmed the legitimacy of Russia's ongoing invasion of Ukraine. This is a major departure, if true, from China's previous agnostic stance and a differing account from the Chinese government's report of Xi Jinping's statements. The remarks in question reportedly occurred during a phone call between Xi and Russian leader Vladimir Putin on Wednesday as part of a larger conversation on bilateral ties. The Chinese foreign ministry claims is more closely focused on economic cooperation, not the Ukrainian war. China has meticulously towed the line between Russia and Ukraine since the eight-year-old conflict escalated into air attacks in Kyiv in February, calling vaguely for a diplomatic resolution without blaming either side. And in China, believe it or not, researchers at their Nankai University claim this week they have successfully cloned pigs through an entirely automated process for the first time in March. This is according to the South China Morning Post, reported yesterday. Oink, oink. Can you imagine that? Eating synthetic pig. If they can clone them, that means they got to be synthetic. There is nothing natural about any of this stuff. They're talking about a robotic cloning system. How the heck can you eat natural? I just don't see it. This is like fake meat. And they're going to, of course, probably try to feed this to their population over there. Oink, oink. Don't know if you regard that as pure pork or what you regard that as. BS, maybe. Wonder if Snopes is going to have something on that. Makes you wonder sometimes. I always wonder about that. You know, when you hear, you know, stuff coming out of Andy Rooney. Remember the former 60 Minutes guy that used to come on at the end with the silver hair? And you ever wonder how far up Telly Savalas and Yul Brynner watch their foreheads? I wonder about that sometimes. You know, that guy. You don't know what to believe these days when people get up in front of Congress and make statements. Former U.S. Attorney General William Barr bolstered the January 6th House Committee's case that the 2020 presidential election was the most secure in history. This guy is full of the proverbial caca. And I'm not the only one that thinks like that. You ask 80 million plus different Americans who feel a little bit disenfranchised out there, and they're going to give you the same response. As a matter of fact, the documentary filmmaker Dinesh D'Souza, who came out with his latest movie, 2000 Mules, we have a link on our website for those of you who are having a difficult time trying to find it to watch. There's a link there, 2000 Mules, and it's going to be in your email blast. And what, you haven't subscribed? Well, how are you going to watch 2000 Mules if you don't? That's why we have it right here on thepowerhour.com. You go there, click on the subscription link, sign up, get it in your inbox the next morning, and you can start watching. D'Souza teamed up with True the Vote. This is a public interest election watchdog organization. And he and a squad of investigators combed through and purchased 10 trillion cell phone pings, which identify unique signals to reconstruct the movements of suspected ballot traffickers. And if that's not enough to convince you, I don't know what is. Do you remember Diego Rodriguez, who was on the show this week talking all about baby Cyrus? And the state came and took him? Well, you see, there's one case where you have governmental overreach. But in the following story I'm going to talk to you about, it worked the other way around. They actually prevented child abuse. And it happens all the time. An Orlando restaurant manager at Mrs. Potato Restaurant. No, it's not the funny Mrs. Potato Head. It's not one of those. It's a Mrs. Potato Restaurant. Flavane Carvalho runs that restaurant on South Kirkman Road in Orlando. And she saved a child from an abusive stepdad by calling 911 during their stay at her restaurant over a year ago. Now, why do we bring that up? On June 6th, the suspect, Timothy Lee Wilson II, 36, was charged with several counts of abuse and neglect. And he is sentenced to, he's going to be sentenced this summer. It was New Year's Day, 2021, when she served Wilson, his 11-year-old stepson, and his mom. And notice that while the adults ordered for themselves, the boy was denied food. So when the manager, owner, asked if there was a problem with the food, Wilson said the boy would eat dinner at home later that night. And so she began to notice telltale signs of abuse and became concerned. And she said that, "I could see he had a big scratch between his eyebrows. A couple of minutes later, I saw a bruise on the side of his eye, so I felt there was something really wrong. I couldn't see the boy going away without any help, so she took a little note that said, 'Do you need help?' 'Okay.' And discreetly showed him standing behind the parents so they wouldn't see it. And it took a second flash of that note for him to shake his head, 'Yes,' which got her to call 911. And of course, his younger sister, who was at home at the time, was retrieved by Child Protective Services, and Wilson was taken into custody when the parents were arrested. The mother was also charged with child neglect. You see, sometimes it isn't government overreach. You actually are doing the right thing by rescuing somebody from potential abuse, which is why we had to bring that story up, because there's big differentiations here. Election forecasters, meanwhile, have changed their predictions on June 15th on the expected outcomes of four November midterm elections. They base those decisions partly on the way voters in four states cast ballots the day before. The changes signaled expectations of improved chances for victory for Republicans in two Texas congressional races and Vermont's gubernatorial race. We'll let you read about that for those of you who are into politics. A lot of you don't even like to talk about it, especially at the dinner table. You remember the guy, Nicholas John Roski? You know, they always use three names. It's like James Earl Ray, John Wilkes Booth, you know. This 26-year-old California man who authorities say admitted to flying across the country to try to kill Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. He was indicted 2 days ago and is facing life in prison if convicted. Just thought we ought to let you know. He was initially charged with attempting to murder a U.S. judge. And if convicted of that charge, a judge could have sentenced him to no more than 20 years in jail. And, of course, now apparently they've upped this situation against him. So it is possible. You know, it's premeditated. So there you have it. You can read the story on the email blast. We got a lot of stuff to cover today, folks, which is why I'm trying to blow through this stuff fairly rapidly with minimal content. Texas Representative Chip Roy, it's a congressman from there, my district, as a matter of fact, where I'm at, criticizing legislative efforts to make women eligible in a military draft. That's right. Several Senate Republicans voted in favor of a measure that would just do that as part of a provision in the National Defense Authorization Act, NDAA. Can you believe it? Seven Republicans in the Senate Armed Services Committee, Deb Fisher, Joni Ernst, Tom Tillis, Dan Sullivan, Rick Scott, Marsha Blackburn, Tommy Tuberville. All of them, seven Republicans, all voted in favor of drafting your daughters. Really? Well, you know what? We have to have equality and diversity, so why not? You know, it makes me wonder who these rhinos are out there, folks. I think we know. So the next time they're up for election, why don't you vote them out? Don't do something stupid like this 26-year-old Nicholas John Ruski didn't go try to shoot them, all right? You will end up in prison. It's not going to do you any good. The best way is the power of the vote. Best way to initiate that, at least for now, till the Chinese or some other foreign operation, the UN or whatever, invades America. Yeah, we had Lee Williams on yesterday. If you missed that hour-long broadcast, you need to go back and listen to it on our archives. It's some pretty damning stuff. So did Dr. Tal Braun. We had him on yesterday, and he basically said that the FDA wants to exterminate our kids. Why would a doctor get on this show and make a claim like that? Unless he felt there was something to it. If you're a doubting Thomas, or your friends are, after you bring it up to them, hey, turn them on to that segment. Let them listen to it. And then see if they change their mind. And you want to talk about manipulating the news? USA Today removed 23 articles from its website after an internal investigation found one of its reporters, Gabriela Miranda, fabricated sources and misappropriated quotes for stories. Talk about embellishing. The outlet conducted an internal audit after receiving an external correction request on one of its published stories. So 23 articles by Miranda just got the sack for not meeting the outlet's editorial standards after the several week-long investigation. Well, at least somebody's trying to clean their own house. What can I say? We are going to be back with more news in your phone calls after this break here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. I got a story coming up about a woman in Moberly, Missouri, being charged for allegedly killing a pet dog and burning it as a sacrifice. Oh, you're not going to want to miss that story. We'll be back after the break. Stay with us.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with olive oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that olive oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
It's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 Soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
¶¶
after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. It is Friday, the end of the week, June 17, 2022. And before we went to the break, I told you, that's what we call a teaser here, folks. I cannot believe somebody would be that sick and twisted for doing what this 29-year-old woman, Brianna L. Lingo, did. Randolph County, Missouri Prosecutor's Office has charged her with felony counts of stealing a pet dog and animal abuse. She was arrested at 4 a.m. Thursday, that's yesterday, at a home in a 300 block of Whiteman Street in Moberly, Missouri. According to the police, they responded to a call from the dog's owner. Her daughter, Lingo, had killed their dog and burned its body to make a sacrifice. The probable cause statement did not describe the type of sacrifice the owner is referring to. Officers located the body of the dog in a fire pit in the courtyard of the home, according to court documents. Animal cruelty covers numerous behaviors that hurt animals, such as neglect and malicious killing, according to the Humane Society of the United States. Intentional cruelty can run the gamut from knowingly depriving an animal of food, water, shelter, socialization, or veterinary care to maliciously torturing, maiming, mutilating, or killing an animal, according to the agency's website. The woman reportedly admitted strangling the canine and burning it. And, of course, the suspect is being held on bond in Randolph County Jail. How sick and twisted do you have to be to do something like this, and what was she sacrificing the dog for? You know, that's one person. I don't know about you. It makes you wonder, does she belong in the gene pool? Our phone lines are open, by the way, for those of you who want to comment on anything we're talking about here today, 844-769-2944. We're open for the rest of this hour. You want to chime in on anything that's disturbing you or on your mind that you want to talk about, current events or otherwise. A New Jersey parent has sued their child's school district and its individual administrators in Mountain Lakes, New Jersey, for teaching an educational curriculum that allegedly promotes anti-racism and discriminates against white students, according to legal documents. Yep, BLM's up to their shenanigans again. What can we say? Ronald A. Baruti is the lawyer for the plaintiffs. And, of course, the suit is pushing for government funds to be withheld from the school district until it halts these kinds of discriminatory practices. Discrimination is based on race. It's a violation of federal law. And somebody's getting to the heart of the matter in this one. Over half of Americans surveyed, by the way, don't think schools need to teach about the ongoing impact of slavery and racism. Totally overblown. Meanwhile, an article featured in Breitbart is stating that Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel said on Wednesday there should be a drag queen for every school. Wow. Well, it's obvious she's openly gay, right? And she's Democrat. She was speaking at an event in Lansing, Michigan, and explained her rationale this way. Drag queens make everything better. Drag queens are fun. This is audio obtained by the Detroit News. Per the audio, here's some of the comments. Drag queens are entertainment, and you know what I'll say. That was totally not poll tested. I'd say this is a drag queen for every school. After calling for drag queens in every school, Nessel laughably went on to complain about how wedge issues are used to divide voters. She says, I'm so tired of having prominent members of our state government create wedge issues that don't help, that don't heal us, but divide us, she said, and that's all they do. This is standard rhetoric from the child groomers on the left. According to the article, they call for drag queens to infest elementary schools and kindergarten classes and then accuse us of fabricating wedge issues when we oppose their perversion and abuse. And don't think that, you know, with drag queens running around with the potential for you-know-what flopping out. Oh, is that called a wardrobe malfunction? Ask Janet Jackson. I think so. Yeah, CBS won't let her back on again, especially with Justin Timberlake. Remember that during the Super Bowl? Now they want to have drag queens in every school. Nessel, you are one sick, twisted puppy. I've never heard of such craziness in all my life. Subjecting minors to drag shows and gay porn should be as illegal as giving them alcohol and drugs. Naked abuse, and now Democrats not only want this child grooming normalized, They're determined to institutionalize it through the public school system, according to this article. You can read that in your email blast. We had to put it in there, folks. I mean, this is pretty serious stuff when all of a sudden they're inviting drag queens to become part of your culture in school. They're fun. Oh, yeah. Yeah, drag queens are fun. Have you ever heard of the mouth on some of these? Yeah. You want to know, the kids come home and they start babbling what they heard a drag queen say? Wow, what great dinner table conversation that would make. Sexual innuendos. That's what you're going to hear a lot of. If a drag queen opens her mouth in a classroom and your kid comes home and repeats anything coming out of their potty mouth. Because you know, I mean, drag queens, what's that all about? Making fun of women and gay men dressing up as women. A lot of them are. They're not just actresses. They claim they are. And it isn't just that they're actresses. No, they have an agenda. We all know that. They like drama. And they get right in the middle of it. And Dana Nessel, the Michigan Attorney General, just amped that up. Wow. Such talk at a political gathering. She should get a lot of votes for that, don't you think? Biden and his Department of Homeland Security, run by Mayorkas, you know, the little guy that kind of looks like a stork that pulled his head out of the sand, released over 95,000 border crossers and illegal aliens into the United States interior last month. That is a foreign population four times the size of Key West, Florida. Well, I had to make it relative. Unbelievable how that works. In April, Biden's DHS released 118,000 border crossers and illegal aliens into the U.S. interior. In March, more than 80,000 were released into American communities. None of these figures includes the hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens who successfully entered the U.S., undetected. We call them gotaways. Or the tens of thousands of unaccompanied alien children the federal government resettles across the U.S. every month. Of course, they're not counting the ones that basically disappeared and ended up in some test lab underground that our American government paid scientists with our tax dollars are doing to cut them open while they're still living, mate them with animals and various other sundry little tests they're reportedly doing underground. Today, there are anywhere from 11 to 22 million illegal aliens living in the U.S., at least 8 million of whom are taking American jobs. The cost to American taxpayers, I know you're ready for this one, $143 billion every year. That's $143 billion with a B annually. And of course, you know, we can't get by without Florida Governor Ron DeSantis making a comment about something. This is one of the reasons why Elon Musk thinks that he would make a great president in 2024. He has reacted to the attacks on the homes of U.S. Supreme Court justices and planned assassination on Justice Brett Kavanaugh over the leaked draft of an opinion by the court, signaling the court was preparing to overturn Roe v. Wade. DeSantis called the attempt to influence the ruling by left-wing activists problematic, adding it was totally antithetical to a rule of law. I think we have a rule of law in this country, and you don't get to just have a mob descend on the Supreme Court justice's house to try to impede operations of the government because there may be a decision you don't like. That would be considered an insurrection to stop a court from functioning. Well, again, Ron, here's that term insurrection being bandied about by the right. Now, that should piss off a bunch of you enough to get on the phone and call me up, 844-769-2944. I'm not in a vile mood this morning, folks. Trust me. We're just covering what's been said out there. And this is the thing. You know, both sides have something to say. This is part of our one-party system to, and they're not necessarily saying it's to create divisiveness, but it's how you take it that matters. Because if it really gets under your skin, that would be divisiveness. Now, an insurrection, again, we have to go back to January 6th. And term, what would be the difference between a riot and an insurrection? When you compare it to what went down in U.S. history, like Shay's Rebellion, an insurrection is when they show up with guns and they use them. They don't just point them at people. They actually pull the trigger and take out hundreds of people. That is what we call an insurrection. Hundreds of people die. You see, that did not happen on January 6th. Because if it did, then they would have the right to call it an insurrection. But because it didn't happen that way, here we have Congress, the January 6th unauthorized committee, headed by the Liz Cheney Hour. And now you've got DeSantis up there telling Fox and Friends. Well, of course, they get on Fox News Channel. And they're going to tell their side of the story because Fox News is listening, right? Fox is still one of the mainstream. Sorry, Tucker. But Fox is. You know, a lot of you may think Hannity's a blowhard. But Tucker, you know, they like Tucker. He's probably one of the most watched guys on TV. And to get on there and start talking about an insurrection, well, come on, Ron. If you really want to be fair about what's going on, it is a protest that really is illegal by law. And if it is, cite what the law is they violated and implore the DHS to enforce it. Don't sit there and call it an insurrection. Don't call it something it's not. Don't play their game. I'm talking about the left. You don't have to do that to be right, Ron. Talking to you, Gov. You know, I have a lot of respect for you and what you've done here dealing with woke Disney, but don't call it an insurrection. It's not what it is. Somebody attempts to assassinate a judge, yeah, they deserve to go down. They're either a nutbag like Hinckley. I really would like to interview Jodie Foster to find out exactly what her and Hinckley had going on. I mean, was it telepathic? How did that work? Some more news about our economy, if what you already know doesn't set you off. The Federal Reserve has raised interest rates by 75 basis points at the June Federal Open Market Committee policy meeting as the central bank is trying to curb inflation from spiraling out of control. I think we're smart enough to figure that out already, but if you want to read about it, and I won't go into major detail about it, the short-term federal funds rate has increased by 175 basis points. The 30-year fixed-rate mortgage has increased by approximately 300 basis points. According to the NAR, that's the Realtors Association, according to Lawrence Yun, he's the senior economist over there, on the same $300,000 mortgage, the monthly payment has risen from $1,265 in December to $1,800 today. Guess what's going to happen to the buyer pool? Lawrence Yun says it's going to shrink. I think we already know that, but you can read about it on our email blast. You need to subscribe to read it. And for those of you who think that the Democrats have a plan because it's all about climate change, thousands of electric vehicles have been recalled in the U.S. over a no-start condition. In other words, you get in to a Ford vehicle, one of 50,000 nearly they've recalled, in response to a defect with the car's batteries, which could lead to a loss of power while driving. Now imagine that, driving down the road and all of a sudden, whoosh, it's gone. And your car comes to a grinding stop. Now see, here's the thing. You know, if you've ever test driven a Tesla, I have, my wife has, those suckers get up and boogie, let me tell you. They really do. But Tesla's even had recalls now of hundreds of its vehicles because of car crashes in the automatic or automated mode. See, they're not as safe as you think they are, folks. There's got to be some common sense manual operation. Ford says it's working to develop a fix for the 48,924 cars that have experienced a loss of power, overheating, and startup problems. Wow, that's a lot. Would you invest that kind of money in an electric vehicle knowing you might get stuck with that? What do they say about Ford? Fix or repair daily, found on road dead. Their issue stems from a battery main contactor that can overheat and may remain stuck open or become welded. Ooh, you know, heat does that to contacts. Freezes them up right there, and that, therefore they can't drive. So now you got to recall them and you got to fix them. Wow. So much for Sleepy Joe's little thing about buying an electric vehicle. They haven't perfected them yet and got them cheap enough. I know Tesla's Model 3 is now down to somewhere around $35,000, but people still, when you look at the payments that you're going to have to make on a vehicle like that, a $300-something a month, and people have to look at it and say, well, what happens if all of a sudden I can't get to work because my car won't start and I charged it all night? You see, somebody's going to have to pay for that, because if you have it on a drip charge, it's going to show up on your home's electric bill. Hello? That's not all there is to it. So what do? They're going to encourage you to get solar panels, which are equally as, if not more, expensive. I mean, you're going to be paying $47,000 to $60,000. I remember Tesla did an analysis on my house in Florida. They wanted $68,000 to put a system on my house. Oh, but you'll get a tax credit. Yeah, but it's coming out of your pocket. So you see, the Biden administration is very, very mistaken when it cut and canceled the Keystone XL pipeline and put the screws to the oil industry. And speaking of the oil industry, the U.S. has increased heavy crude imports and Western sanctions on Russia amid those sanctions, as Biden's letter calling on U.S. energy producers to make more gasoline and diesel. Customs data shows U.S. refiners last month imported the highest number of crude barrels in nearly 2 years, with refiners importing 33.5 million barrels of heavy crude in May. All this, all because of the fact that our independent energy economy got tanked the very day Sleepy Joe took office. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has announced we're going to send another $1 billion in military aid to Ukraine, following the third meeting of the Ukraine Defense Council and their contact group, about 50 nations supporting Ukraine in its war against Russia. You see, here's the thing. Vladimir has the capability to put his fingers on the buttons. You know which buttons I'm talking about. They have hypersonic missiles, or as the British would like to say, hypersonic missiles, that they could launch over any country and detonate, sending an EMP surge through their entire electric grid, putting that country into the dark ages. Our own Peter Vincent Pry is a doctor that was on the EMP committee that was disbanded in 2018, issued a white paper, which you can read about if you go to empshield.com and download it. It's free. We all like free stuff. Well, here's a free white paper by Peter Vincent Pry, doctor, that says the U.S. government has determined that if we are put in the dark ages by an EMP attack, 9 out of 10 people will be dead within 1 year, starting with those who are dependent on electricity for life-saving support. All those mechanisms out there, oxygen, ventilators, whatever the case may be. If they run on juice and there's no juice, whoever's on them is going to die. And this issue with baby formula production and distribution is not going to matter. Believe it or not, the Abbott plant in Sturgis, Michigan is going to be delayed. They're not going to be back online for a few weeks because there was flooding on Monday at their formula plant in Michigan. So good luck buying baby formula. Why didn't we have alternative sources for this? Who wasn't thinking out of the box? See, that's a real big problem when it comes to food production. I really think they want to starve us. What do you think? Only have 7 minutes left in the hour if you want to get on here. 844-769-2944 and voice your little opinion about what you think is going on. Like I said, we got the smartest people out there. They're probably listening and shaking their heads and agreeing with me, and they're not picking up the phone. That's all right. You can do that. The code behind Google's woke autocorrect has been exposed by Breitbart News. They gave a behind-the-scenes glimpse of a feature rolled out to business and enterprise users of Google Docs that suggests woke-approved replacements for words like man, woman, white, and master as users type. You see, that's a big thing. you start typing up non-woke words or any woke word that they deem as woke, and all of a sudden non-woke words start popping up. In some cases, Google can be seen struggling to replace everyday words like motherhood. Look, if you don't believe me, go on Google and type it out. Type up the word manhole, maintenance hole, or white paper and see what happens. See what you get. And all of a sudden, stuff pops up. This is by design, folks, not by accident. This feature was rolled out in April. Scant details, but you can read about them under our science and technology session or section in our email blast. Dr. Joe Mercola has put out an article, according to a 2011 Health Grades report. The incidence rate of medical harm occurring in the U.S. is estimated over 40,000 harmful and or lethal errors daily. 40,000 a day medical mistakes. Are they the leading cause of death in the U.S.? You can read that. There's some really disconcerting statistics on there. In 2016, Dr. Marty McCary published a report showing an estimated 250,000 Americans die from medical mistakes each year. That's about 1 in 10 patients, making it the third leading cause of death right after cancer and heart disease. Now, we're not even talking about COVID. And see, this is the thing. We were talking about Tal Braun yesterday, Dr. Braun, drtalbraun.com. And he was miffed because the FDA now says that they want to give Pfizer and Moderna shots, and their advisory panel voted 21-0 to recommend those vaccines be given to infants and young children. How many kids did they test to make that determination? The report says 10. How do you do this? How do you come up with stuff like this? This is crazy. It's all statistical data. If you're going to be one of those parents that allow your child to be given this jab, you bear the responsibility when all hell breaks loose in that child's health life. It's on you, parents. Of course, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has lambasted recommending against giving kids this vaccine, making it clear Florida officials believe the risks outweigh the benefits. Therefore, you don't need to be giving it to them. All these Florida officials out there think that it's okay. He's saying, nope, don't think so. That's the craziness of all of this. And Peter McCullough and co-author John Leake have spoken to American thought leaders, and they put out a new book. And they're basically saying that the COVID-19, the whole thing was pre-planned. The name of the book is The Courage to Face COVID-19. We hope you will look that up when you're doing your reading and research. Kevin in Ohio, how are you, sir?
Hey, I'm just fine. Where did this hour go? I mean, you know, there's just so much to cover. It's just
there
unreal.
Is. It is.
And I want to say thank you, because I've got at least 10 other topics on my head I could call you about, but, you know, hey, you're getting the grade out there.
Well, we're hoping.
One I'd like to bring up quickly is Medvedev, the last president of Russia before Putin.
Yep.
It was yesterday in a speech that he's saying the U.S. will reap the rewards of sanctions this fall. That has so many possibilities, everything
it
from
sure
the import of the food and everything else. And I've got a daughter. It's really going really great right now. She's canning everything she can get a hold of.
Wonderful. And, I love it.
Wonderful young lady. And she came from Belarus. I brought her here 20 years ago.
Wow.
And it's really good. People are seeing it, and I want to say thank you. I couldn't resist, Dave. Thank you very much.
Well, no, I appreciate it, Kevin. Thank you so much for the kudos. Here's the one thing. This is why we have PowerHourFood.com. so people can learn. They can go there, click on it, get a free webinar, and learn how to grow food in a grid-down situation. Obviously, why? Your loved one is canning everything in sight. I love it. You know, they should offer canning classes. I really think they do. Maybe the ag extensions of your state can turn you on to places that have it. And, you know, here's another interesting thing about your loved one doing canning. Maybe she can have like a canning session that you used to have. All the grandmas used to get around and all used to do their canning together. Maybe she can put a team of people together and show them how she does it.
Yeah, that's called a bee. But, hey, I want to suggest people look up something. Look up steam canners, not pressure cookers.
Right.
Look up a steam canner. It only takes 2.5. No, my mom did it forever, and my wife passed away. She got into it, but it only uses 2.5 quarts of water. It's a regular cold pack. It only takes 2.5 quarts of water. Doesn't take any percent of the energy to heat all a cold pack water canner, etc. And bingo, you got it done. It does 7 quarts.
I love it. I love it. Kevin, thanks so much for the solution. We like solutions. That's good here in the Power Hour. We're coming up to the top of the hour break here. Remember that. Write that down. Steam canning. Go look it up. I'm going to do that. You know, we're going to be back with Priscilla Romans. You are going to love this woman. She is so caring. We're going to be back after the break. Stay with us.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.